Hello, I'm Dr. David Spock, Professor of Medicine at the University of Washington, and this talk will address the hepatitis C incidence and prevalence in the United States. As a brief overview, I'll focus on our current understanding in the United States of hepatitis C incidence, hepatitis C prevalence, and the awareness of hepatitis C status in the population. Knowledge of these epidemiologic aspects of hepatitis C in the U.S. plays an important role as a framework for additional discussion related to testing recommendations, disease burden, and treatment. It's important to understand the difference between the terminology hepatitis C incidence and hepatitis C prevalence. Hepatitis C incidence is the number of people infected with hepatitis C during a defined time period. Most often, this is represented as annual incidence. The hepatitis C prevalence is defined as the number of people living with hepatitis C in a population at a point in time. The incidence of hepatitis C, reported by the CDC as the estimated number of new infections per year, peaked in the late 1980s with more than 250,000 cases per year, then declined dramatically. In recent years, fewer than 20,000 new cases per year have been reported, with 17,000 cases reported in 2010. A major decline in cases among transfusion recipients occurred in the late 1980s as a result of surrogate testing of blood donors, but this didn't have a big impact on the overall hepatitis C incidence. In contrast, the number of hepatitis C cases declined by more than 80% between 1989 and 1995, primarily as a result of the decline among injection drug users. The reason for this dramatic decline is not clearly understood, but it corresponded with the introduction and widespread use of serologic testing for hepatitis C infection. As shown in this table summarizing the hepatitis C incidence in the U.S. from 2002 to 2010, the CDC reports several numbers related to incidence, including the acute clinical cases reported, the estimated number of acute clinical cases, and the estimated number of new infections. Since most persons with new hepatitis C infection do not have symptoms and do not seek medical care, the number of estimated new infections is much greater than the number of acute cases actually reported. As shown in this graph, during the years 1992 to 2009, the incidence of hepatitis C infection showed a marked decline across all age groups, with the most pronounced declines occurring in persons in the 30 to 39 and 40 to 49 age groups. These data are from the Sentinel County Surveillance Project and include three different time periods that span 1982 to 2006. As shown, major declines occurred in hepatitis C incidence among Hispanics, the blue line, whites, purple line, blacks, the green line, and other racial groups shown in the red line. The NHANES survey published in 2006 estimated that 4.1 million persons in the U.S. were antibody positive for hepatitis C, and 3.2 million persons were living with chronic hepatitis C infection. The 4.1 million persons who are antibody positive for hepatitis C corresponds to a population prevalence of 1.6%. These NHANES survey data probably underestimate the true hepatitis C prevalence in the U.S., since this survey did not include some populations, such as the incarcerated and homeless. In a more recent and likely more accurate estimate of hepatitis C prevalence, investigators included certain groups not accounted for in the NHANES survey, included incarcerated, homeless, nursing home residents, hospitalized persons, and active military duty. Also, estimates were recalculated for healthcare workers, chronic hemodialysis groups, and veterans. With this expanded analysis, the authors estimated that 5.2 million persons were antibody positive for hepatitis C in the U.S., which corresponds with a population prevalence of 2.0%. Extrapolating from these expanded prevalence data, an estimated 4.1 million persons are living with chronic hepatitis C in the U.S. The expanded prevalence estimate of 5.2 million hepatitis C antibody persons was 1.1 million higher than the 4.1 million estimated in the NHANES data. NHANES data for prevalence of hepatitis C antibody has been analyzed by year of birth and shown in this graph for two different time periods, 1988 to 1994, the blue line, and 1999 to 2002, the purple line. Both of these time periods show that persons born during 1945 to 1965 clearly had the highest hepatitis C prevalence. To gain information on hepatitis testing and prevalence among persons in healthcare organizations who had access to medical care, investigators examined data from four large healthcare organizations in the U.S. Among more than 865,000 persons without a previous hepatitis C diagnosis, approximately 109,000, or 12.7%, were tested for hepatitis C. Among those tested, 5.5% were positive, with positive defined as either hepatitis C antibody positive or hepatitis C RNA positive. The 5.5% of persons testing positive for hepatitis C does not represent the true population prevalence, since only selected persons underwent testing for hepatitis C as ordered by their medical provider. In this healthcare organization study, the authors analyzed hepatitis C infection rates by age group and found the highest percentage of hepatitis C infection among persons age 50 to 59, followed next by persons 40 to 49 years of age. Again, these data do not represent absolute population prevalence. In the same study, the percentage of persons with hepatitis C infection varied some by race, with American Indian, Alaska Native, and blacks having the highest infection rates. Despite having CDC recommendations to perform hepatitis C testing for persons at risk that have been in place since 1998, a large proportion of persons with hepatitis C infection remain unaware of their hepatitis C status. In an NHANES survey from 2001 to 2008, half of all persons identified with hepatitis C infection were unaware of their hepatitis C status. Examining awareness of hepatitis C status based on age, lack of knowledge of hepatitis C status was highest among persons younger than 40 years of age, but exceeded 40% in all age groups examined. Lack of awareness of hepatitis C infection is common with all races, but is highest among non-Hispanic blacks. In the previously mentioned study that involved hepatitis testing among persons in private healthcare organizations who had access to medical care, even in this setting, an estimated 43% of persons were unaware of their hepatitis C infection status. To summarize, here are several key points related to the incidence and prevalence of hepatitis C in the U.S. The hepatitis C annual incidence has declined dramatically since the mid-1980s. In 2010, an estimated 17,000 new cases of hepatitis C occurred. An estimated 4.2 to 5.1 million persons are hepatitis C antibody positive. An estimated 3.2 to 4.1 million persons are living with chronic hepatitis C. The hepatitis C prevalence is highest among persons born during 1945 to 1965. And last, approximately 50% of persons are unaware of their hepatitis C infection status.